Phoenix Mayor Greg Stanton is delivering his annual State of the City address today. Phoenix is facing an uncertain fiscal future. There's another community budget hearing tonight at the Paradise Valley Community Center. I spoke with Mayor Stanton earlier in advance of his speech and asked him about the state of his city.
The city of Phoenix is doing great. You know, just 4 years ago when I took over as mayor, we were just beginning to get out of the economic doldrums. We had very, very difficult budget situation. Today, things are looking great in the city of Phoenix. Obviously, you see the signs of economic growth, economic activity all over the city, particularly in the urban core where there's just so much excitement happening. So in this speech, we'll have some very exciting announcements about some great new jobs that are coming to our city. We've got a balanced budget. We're moving forward with an innovative export-based economy. We understand what it takes to compete in this new, increasingly competitive international economy, and that's exactly what I've tried to do as mayor, is take the city of Phoenix where it needs to go so we can be as competitive as possible.
One of the issues that the city is facing, though you mentioned good economic times, there are some economic potential warning spots down the road. The city manager has talked about deficits in coming fiscal years. How concerned are you about those?
Well, we got to roll up our sleeves and get to work just like we've done. In fact, if you were to ask me that same question 2 years ago, we would have suggested that there might be a budget deficit this year of $30 million. We got to work. We rolled up our sleeves, made smart choices. We made some cuts. We eliminated positions. We've done pension reform. And this year, we have a balanced budget. So Phoenix is no stranger to having to make tough choices to advance our budget in the right ways. But there's a reason why Phoenix has the highest credit rating of any big city in the country. It's not because we are not a fiscally well-managed city, just the opposite. We have a strong and long and proud tradition of being fiscally well-managed, and that's certainly going to continue during my time as mayor. So, yes, I'm aware that there are projected deficits in the future, and that's exactly why we get to work, roll up our sleeves, and work on solving it.
With the end of the emergency food tax just recently, I mean, do you expect that there is the possibility of having more revenue down the road, or do you think if there is a deficit that it'll have to be largely fixed through cuts and other things?
Well, I want to prejudge that decision. All I know is that as mayor, we are doing great from an economic perspective. Things are heading in the right direction, and we've been able to do it by making tough budget decisions and accepting the fact that the food tax is not going to be there. So I don't want to prejudge any of the decisions that might have to be made next year in order to balance the budget. As mayor, as a strong leader, you make the tough choices, the right choices to move the city forward. Look, we are moving forward this year with the transportation plan that I know we're going to talk about, and it's an investment in infrastructure in the city. I know for us, for this city to advance, for our community to advance, we've got to invest in infrastructure, and that's exactly what the people of Phoenix will have an opportunity to do this August.
Do you expect to have to do more work to deal with city pensions?
Yes, and in fact, we've done a lot of work already, and the work that when I say we, I mean not only the mayor and council, but the people of the city of Phoenix have done. We have saved over $830 million over 25 years. We've ended pension spiking in the city of Phoenix. Now we've got a new pension reform going to the ballot, which is going to be even better for the taxpayer, saving an additional $38 million, eliminating pensions for those at the very top of a certain income level. So we're not going to have any of these big announcements where people retire from the city and earn a pension amount that shocks the conscience. You're not going to see that anymore. So we're going to have a smart and fair retirement system, fair to the employees and fair to the taxpayers of Phoenix. And so that's what this pension reform is about in August.
When you look at the recently ended legislative session, I'm curious, in your mind, how was it for cities in general and your city specifically?
Well, look, I respected the work that our friends at the legislature have to do, but they should never balance their budget on the backs of cities. We are independent governmental entities, and so we got hit pretty hard. And so it was not a very pleasant thing to have happen. It's not really fair. I really believe that we should work as a partnership and not have fiscal decisions at the state be done in a way where we have to pay money for services that were used to be paid for by the state. But I'm always going to look for ways to work closely with the state and the governor's office on economic development to bring jobs to our community. So that's going to be my focus moving forward.
Was there one particular or maybe two particular things that lawmakers and the governor did that are particularly tough for Phoenix?
Well, the impact of the state budget on the city of Phoenix was about $6.5 million dollars. And we're, you know, we are just getting out from underneath the impact of this horrible recession that has happened in our community. And we need to start reinvesting in this city. We need more police officers, more firefighters, longer library hours, more opportunity for youth to play at youth centers and at our parks. So anytime a decision they make impacts our budget in a negative way, I really don't think it's what the people of Phoenix would like, because I really believe that they want those key services that the city city provides. So they made a couple decisions which negatively impacted our budget, and obviously as mayor it's frustrating. But again, I'm looking forward. I always look forward, and I want to work with the state of Arizona on all the job creation activity we possibly can do.
You mentioned infrastructure and transportation, and I'm curious how big of a deal you think some of the light rail extensions are going to be for Phoenix, and sort of even the idea of them have been for Phoenix.
Well, first off, light rail has been a huge success in the city of Phoenix. I mean, I know some people want to make the same old tired argument from 15 years ago about light rail. I'm telling you, 35,000 jobs have been created along the light rail. $5 billion of investment just in Phoenix along the light rail line. It's way surpassed our expectations. If you believe in education like I do, you know that light rail, one of four passengers, is a student. I mean, education and public transportation go hand in hand. And what we're going to do when the voters pass our transportation, Move Phoenix is the name of the plan, when the voters of Phoenix pass Move Phoenix in August, it's going to be a game changer, bringing light rail to South Phoenix and to Maryvale and up to Metro Center and Northeast Phoenix, significantly increasing bus service, providing mobility help for those with disabilities and seniors that can't drive themselves. That's literally a life changer for those individuals. Biking is so important in our community. We have to be a more bikeable city to be a more competitive city. We had 1,000 miles of bike lane and bus rapid transit, which is so popular in North Phoenix and in Ahwatukee foothills. This is a comprehensive plan. It's bold, it's ambitious, and I am super excited that the people of Phoenix are going to have the opportunity to vote on this, and I know that they're going to support infrastructure, knowing that for a great city, you got to have great infrastructure, and to advance your economy, you got to invest in yourselves.
There's been a lot of talk about all the development, the economic development that's gone on along the light rail line, both the existing one and some of the planned future ones. Do you think that it's a fair statement to say that some majority or most of the development that's going on in Phoenix is along light rail? Is there stuff going on away from the rail?
Sure. You look at the Discovery Triangle. You look at activity near Sky Harbor Airport. You look at what I'm going to make some major announcements tomorrow in areas up in North Phoenix. So there's economic activity going all around the city. But yes, there is no doubt that the light rail spurs significant economic activity. And, you know, what we invested in 15 years ago, the light rail system that's there now that goes from Phoenix to Tempe and to Mesa, that's just the backbone of the system. It has to become eventually a true regional system. And that's why we got to continue to invest. We got to continue to build infrastructure to advance this city. By we're going to connect through light rail in this election, ASU Tempe, ASU Downtown, Grand Canyon University, ASU West. Higher education and transportation go hand in hand. And how many students use public transportation to get to and from their schools every single day? So it's an incredible opportunity. It takes buildings in Midtown and Downtown that have been partially or mostly vacant for a long period of time now, and breathes new life into them, makes them more relevant again. Tech companies want to be along the light rail. Look at where the incubators and the accelerators are going in this community. The co-working spaces, it's along the light rail line. People want to be along that line. It's where the millennials that we're trying to retain and attract most want to be, live a more urban lifestyle. So having a great public transportation system adds so much value to our community and makes us more competitive in this increasingly competitive international economy. It is not a nice thing to have. It's a must-have if you're going to advance your city.
If I could ask you to look into your crystal ball for just a second, if you and I have this conversation next year, what do you think the state of Phoenix will be next year, and what will be maybe a couple of the big issues that you'll be talking about next year?
Well, obviously, it's going to be the same. Still continuing to build an innovative economy, still creating a more export-based economy. We haven't had a chance to talk about that, but the cities that have the highest percentage of their economy based upon exporting, those are the cities with the highest wages, with the highest educated workforce. Phoenix has got to catch up to those cities. Our proximity to Mexico is one of our greatest strategic advantages. I, as mayor, have tried to stand for the proposition that we need to actively be involved in the international economy. And so I've tried to talk the talk and walk the walk, both in terms of opening the Mexico City Trade Office, making numerous trade missions, leading numerous trade missions myself, but to creating the Export Readiness Initiative. We're going to have a regional export plan that's announced next month in terms of building an innovative economy. We are in the talent business. This is why we offer the great services that we do at the city, so we can retain our most talented people and we can attract the most talented people from around the country and the world who want to come to live in this spectacular locale that we are blessed to live in. Do we have those technological jobs? Do we have the workforce that they need? Do we have an economy rooted in innovation, not growth for growth's sake, but in innovation? That's what we're building here in Phoenix. And so as long as I'm mayor for the next 5 years, that's exactly what I'm going to be leading on.
It sounds like you're fairly optimistic about getting another term then, if you're talking about 5 years.
Well, I'm running. I'm in it. I love it. This is the best job in politics, to lead a city of the size of Phoenix and to really have the opportunity to move it in the right direction, to advance an economy, change lives for the next few generations. What other job would I want?
Phoenix Mayor Greg Stanton. Mr. Mayor, thanks so much.
Thanks for talking to me.